On the Wednesday before Christmas, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. In Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary remains closed, but other schools are open. Today is actually the second day back for students in the wake of last week's shootings that killed 20 children and 6 adults. This is a community that is taking its first steps towards normalcy, as NPR's Zoe Chase reports.
There is nothing regular about school this week. Sure, the same school bus pulls out in front, and Nick Isley gets on.
I'm like the first one on the bus, so like my bus driver I've had since I was in Sandy Hook School.
He's 15 now.
So he's hugging all the parents, and like they're like coming on the bus to give hugs and everything.
Sweet, right? Well, 15-year-old boys are still 15-year-old boys.
And that kind of, I don't really have that much patience, so it's slow and a lot of hugs and love. It's really annoying because I forgot my headphones today, so it was like, oh, just go to school. But it's sad seeing all that. So, yeah, it's sad.
What it is confusing. Such a weird mix here of back to normal while nothing is the same. For instance, once you roll up to high school, the fleet of TV trucks, police at the foot of the parking lot, and of course the memorial stuff. Even at the high school, there are balloons, American flags, teddy bears, flowers. Once inside, it's still new, still different.
Beginning of the day, we had like a 15-minute assembly with like everybody in the school in one gym, which kind of got me because it's like, that's not good for safety, you know what I mean? So I was thinking about that, like, what?
That's weird, like you wouldn't have thought about that before, right?
Yeah.
The principal told the kids how well protected they are today, and indeed, lots of security precautions at every school in the district. Then there were grief counselors to see, dogs to pet, kids mostly colored, talked, and they got to see their friends and their teachers. Marina DeThomas goes to middle school.
It was really good because it was nice to be back with everyone. It was like some people were still really upset, but the teachers are really nice and they're trying to like make everything feel better.
There is one school that won't go back to any sort of routine for a while, Sandy Hook Elementary. Those kids will be moving into another school, probably after the winter break. And they want to see each other, it seems, like the bigger kids get to. The kindergartners were supposed to have their holiday party this week. So one of the parents, Karen Dreyer, figured, let's do it anyway, even with no school.
Another parent and I started a phone chain, felt we needed to get the students and the teachers together.
At the end of a day where nothing seems normal, there is a place where you can find kids being kids, like you're used to seeing. This rec center, the NYA, it's called, is privately owned. But Peter D'Amico, the guy who runs it, threw it open to every kid in Newtown for free. The food's all donated, the basketball court's full of kids, so is the soccer field. And then these kids, they're just running around.
Yeah. Simon, Ethan, and Jack talk.
The sickest kids.
You guys having fun?
Yeah. Well, yeah, the MRA is a good place to hang.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Good cause.
Ethan's dad walks up, Jeff Toussaint.
You have arrived, dad's coming.
Yeah, I just...
All right, okay.
It feels regular, to the kids maybe, but it's hard on the parents.
They are happy. They are, and... That's, you know, that's the whole point of being with them. You want to put them back to the way they were as best we can. And they'll never be the same, but at the same time, they're resilient.
Somehow, even the 12-year-olds can keep the old lives and the new ones in their heads at the same time.
Shout out Sandy Hook School. I went there. Great place. Great place.
Zoe Chase, NPR News.
This is Newtown, the coolest town in Connecticut.
Hang in there, guys.